Hi everyone, it's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. We're so glad that you joined us here today.
Hello everyone, I'm Marie. Welcome to the Saturday Review Show. Every Saturday, we like to look at all the things we learned together from the week.
We had a lot, too. And don't forget about all those features we have to watch, too.
Well, how about we start by watching our lessons together? We went on the train a lot this week. Alex took Linda on a train trip. They really enjoyed it.
Then we had a mystery with Mr. E. And we also learned about a small country in Europe called Switzerland, a great place to take a trip on the train through the Alps.
That's right. And later we'll ask you some questions. So pay attention. Right now, let's review.
Susie, can you help me?
Sure, Alex. What do you need?
I want to buy Linda a surprise gift. I treated her badly, and I want to make it up to her.
Yes. You were ignoring her because you were playing that smartphone game.
Exactly. So, what should I get her?
Let me think.
I know. Linda loves trains.
That's right. Linda loves the railway.
So should I buy her a model train?
No, she loves taking trains. Take her on a train trip.
That's a really good idea.
You could take her on an old train.
That's perfect. Linda will love that. Thanks, Susie.
Wow, Alex, this train is wonderful.
It is. It first ran in 1944.
And we're taking it now in 2016. That's amazing. Thank you so much for buying these tickets, Alex.
You're welcome, Linda.
This is all so exciting. What station are we arriving at next?
I'm not sure. Let me take a look.
This train ride was so much fun, Alex.
I agree. The scenery out of the windows was terrific.
It was something special. I love railroad trips.
I'm glad. Today has been really nice.
I think we're at the last station now.
Yes, you're right. Have you taken enough photos?
No. I'll take a few more.
Hey, Linda. How was your railroad trip?
Oh, Taylor, it was just great.
You went on an old train, right? How old was it?
The engine was built in 1944. And most of the train cars came from the 1940s and 1950s.
Wow, it's great that it's still running after all these years.
Yes, I agree. You should take it sometime.
Linda, did you like being a passenger on that old train?
How does everyone know about our trip?
Alex asked me for advice when he was picking a gift for you.
Oh, I see. Well, yes, we had a wonderful time. The views from the train were beautiful.
Did you take any pictures?
Yes. Here are some. Take a look.
I am sitting at my desk. It is lunchtime. The window is open. I hear someone yelling,
"Jinglebeard, where are you?"
He says, "What kind of name is Jinglebeard?" I think. I have a delicious sandwich on my desk. It is a BLT. It has bacon, lettuce, and tomato in it. I'm hungry. But first, I need a drink from the break room. I leave the sandwich on my desk and walk to the break room. On the way, I hear a sound, but it's nothing. I get to the break room. What a mess! There's garbage on the floor. Someone took the garbage out of the garbage can. Who does that? I put the garbage back and wash my hands. I take my drink from the refrigerator. When I get to my desk, my sandwich is gone. Well, most of my sandwich. There is a little lettuce and some bread on the floor. I look around. I see black hair on my chair. Then I hear a noise outside my office. I follow the noise and I find my sandwich thief.
This is your second mess today,
I say to him.
Welcome to Let's Talk, and now here's your host, Rob.
Hello friends, welcome to Let's Talk. Today we're talking about travel. Please help me welcome Tanya Travel to the show. Hello Tanya Travel, welcome.
Thank you, Rob. I'm glad to be here.
Where are you going this time, Tanya?
I'm going to Switzerland.
Is winter a good time to visit Switzerland?
Yes, it is. Switzerland is cold, but the mountains are beautiful, and I can ski.
That sounds fun.
Yes. Besides, it's warm inside all the buildings.
What do you like to eat in Switzerland?
You mean besides chocolate?
Yes. Swiss chocolate is great.
It is, and the Swiss eat a lot of chocolate.
What other food do you like?
I like cheese fondue.
What is that?
It's melted cheese in a pot. Each person puts pieces of bread into the cheese and eats them.
Yum.
Switzerland is a small country, but there is a lot to see there.
Even in the winter?
Yes, you can visit the excellent museums. I really like the Clock and Watch Museum in Zurich.
And I guess you can walk around the towns too.
You can. I love doing that.
Well, have a great trip.
Thanks, I will. Switzerland is a small country, but there is a lot to see and do there. The country is famous for chocolate, cheese, and watches. But it is also famous for its beautiful scenery. Switzerland has over 200 mountains that are more than 3,000 meters high. And it has 24 mountains over 4,000 meters high.
Whoa.
There are also about 48,000 kilometers of hiking trails in Switzerland. People can take a train trip through the mountains. The Bernina Express train travels through the Alps. The train passes through 55 tunnels and over 196 bridges during its trip. Another amazing train ride takes you to the Jungfraujoch. It is the highest railway station in Europe at 3,454 meters. On clear days, passengers can look down on beautiful valleys. You can also send postcards from the post office. Besides mountains, visitors can enjoy Switzerland's wonderful cities and towns. Bern is the capital of Switzerland. Its famous old town has many beautiful buildings. Zurich is the largest city in Switzerland. Geneva is a center of culture as well as history. People can also walk along Lake Geneva and take boat trips on it. There is so much to see and do in Switzerland. See you on the train.
That really helps to see those lessons again, doesn't it? And now it's time to review with a couple of questions.
Oh, great. Well, I'm ready for a question.
All right. Why does Alex take Linda on a train trip?
He wanted to make it up to Linda. And this train trip was the perfect idea. Linda likes trains.
So Alex didn't just get her, like a model train?
No, he got tickets for a trip, and they had a great time.
Yes, they did. Well, we also had a mystery this week. This one was about Mr. E, of course, and a sandwich, a BLT sandwich. Why is it called a BLT?
Oh, BLT. I know that. Does that stand for bacon, lettuce? Oh, and tomato.
That's right. So what were some of the clues Mr. E had to find?
Oh, that's right. He heard someone in the park say, Jingle Beard.
Yeah, what kind of name is that? Then he went to the break room. There was trash everywhere. Who would take the garbage out of the garbage can? He also heard a sound in the office. When he came back, his sandwich was gone. A second mess of the day.
That's right. Well, have you ever had a pet animal eat your food?
Well, maybe. And Mr. E figured out the mystery. Jingle Beard was a pet dog.
That's right. The dog ate it. Oh, I love dogs.
Well, what is something else we can talk about today?
Well, let's talk about Switzerland. Where can you go? Where can you go in Switzerland?
Oh, I know. The Alps. They are beautiful mountains. They are very tall and are covered in snow during the winter. What can you eat in Switzerland?
Well, there is a lot of delicious cheese fondue. And there is something there called Swiss chocolate.
Ooh, that sounds really good. Well, friends, we hope this review helped, but now it's time to take a short break. We'll see you after this. When you go traveling, do you like visiting nice cities or little towns?
I like visiting nice towns. In towns, there are many different kinds of cafes and many people to meet. It's great to meet new people in a cafe.
Well, the cities are also very cool, and Switzerland has them both. Now we can look at our features. Let's take a look together.
So my car is ready? Great. Thank you so much. I will come pick it up later this afternoon, okay? Bye. Hello, friends. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. I was just talking to my mechanic. My car is at his garage. He's giving my car a tune-up. That means that he's checking my car and making sure that it is working well. I asked my mechanic to check my car every 3,000 miles or so. This will keep my car running well.
People need checkups. Then they can stay healthy. Cars need checkups too. When people get checkups, they go to the doctor. When cars need a checkup, people take them to a mechanic. The mechanic will check many things. They will check the car's battery. Does the battery still have power? you need power for the car to run. They will check the tires. Do the tires need air? If so, the mechanic will fill the tires for you. The mechanic will also check other things like your car's oil, the brakes, and the engine. He or she will make sure that everything in the car runs the way it should run. And if there are any problems, the mechanic will fix it. Regular tune-ups will keep your car running well. This is important for safety.
Well, I need to go and pick up my car from the garage. I'm thankful for my car. I drive it to many places and to do many things. I want to keep my car in good shape. I'll see you next time, friends. Goodbye. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about Switzerland. And here to answer our question is my guest, Mr. Al Pass. Hello, Al.
Hi, Rob.
Welcome to Question Time.
Thank you, Rob.
Al, you are a tour guide, right?
That's right. I take people on tours of Switzerland.
Great. Then you're the perfect person to answer today's question. Our question today comes from Heidi Hilty of Boston, Massachusetts. Heidi writes, I really like to eat Swiss cheese, but I'm wondering something. Does Swiss cheese really come from Switzerland?
That's a great question, Heidi. A lot of people ask this question. Does Swiss cheese come from Switzerland? The answer is yes. And no.
Huh? What do you mean?
Well, Swiss cheese is a special type of cheese with holes in it. This cheese is originally from Switzerland.
So it is from Switzerland.
Yes, but a lot of the Swiss cheese that Americans eat actually is made in America.
I see. That's interesting. Well, Switzerland is actually famous for a lot of different products, right?
Yes, that's right. I think that Switzerland is famous for its chocolate.
Oh, yes. I love Swiss chocolate.
Swiss watches are also very popular.
That's true. I've heard a lot of great things about Swiss watches. Well, thanks for sharing this information with us, Al. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Harvey, are you going to be okay?
I don't know, Mandy. I mean, that movie was pretty scary.
Wow, Harvey. I didn't think that the movie Running Penguins would be so scary for you.
Well, you were wrong, Mandy. That movie is very scary, and it made me cry.
Yeah, I can see that. But did you laugh, too? I mean, it had some. There were a lot of. Some parts were funny,
and... The movie was funny as well as scary.
Yes, the movie was funny as well as scary.
Very good! Never fear, it is I, Super Sentence Man, and you just used today's super sentence.
I did?
No, you didn't. She did. The sentence today is something as well as something else. Why don't you try another one?
Oh, I've got one. When I go to the movies, I get popcorn as well as a drink.
When I go to the movies, I get popcorn as well as a drink.
Well, you know, I like popcorn too, but my tears make it soggy.
Oh. Well, that's too bad for you, Harvey. Maybe you shouldn't watch scary movies like Running Penguins.
Yeah, you're probably right, Super Sentence Man.
Well, of course I'm right. And remember, say it with me.
A super sentence every day will make your English great.
Now I must go. There is a movie that I want to see.
Oh, wow, Super Sentence Man. I wish I could be like him. I wish I could be brave.
I am so sorry. Could I have those tissues?
Nature calling.
No, I'm going to see Almost Christmas. Thank you.
We learn a lot during the week, don't we? So it's good that you can come back on Saturdays to review with us.
Yeah, since we talked about Switzerland this week, I want to plan a trip. It has been so long since I have gone there. I was only 6 or 7 when I went there with my family. I want to try some more delicious fondue.
Oh, the cheese fondue sounds really good. I want to try fondue with chocolate, melted chocolate instead of melted cheese. And I want to visit the Alps by train. You can go through tunnels and over bridges. I think this will be a very good trip.
It will be, and you can also do some skiing there. All right, friends, thanks for joining us this Saturday. We'll see you soon right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.